Hello and welcome to Camaro's Z28.com podcast number 18.
And it's a good one.
That's right. We're at the auto show right now, and we just saw the unveiling of the new concept Camaro.
Oh, that's incredible.
Outstanding.
No, you can't say anything bad about it, really.
It's unbelievable.
It's incredible. And we are sitting here with none other than Scott, the F-Bot Father Settlemeyer. Scott, say hello.
Well, welcome to the North American International Auto Show here in Detroit.
Well, thank you.
Glad you're here.
And thank you for taking your time out of your busy day. I'm sure you got a lot of things to do and a lot of people to talk to after this.
Well, that's true, but it's always great to talk to people who feel so passionately about the car. So it's my pleasure to be here with you.
So let's cut to the chase. What's the overall impression? You've had time to walk around and talk with some people after the unveiling. What's the feel?
Well, I'll give you two quotes. I was talking to one of our communications people who says, I've been doing auto show reveals for 35 years and I've never seen one with people that had tears in their eyes.
I was almost going to hear that.
And a quote from a Chrysler executive, which was, ouch.
Ouch.
Well, heads up, you Challenger guys.
Oh, man. I'm pretty happy. I mean, it was a very emotional day for a lot of people. I got up this morning at about 4:30 to come in here, and I thought, you know what, I've been thinking about this day for about 8 years.
Well, yeah.
And I didn't know exactly what shape it was going to take, but you know, when people cheer as the car is unveiled and it's driving down Main Street, as we called it, and you see people waving and cheering, you know you've done something right.
Absolutely.
It was a great, absolutely great presentation.
You literally could not move in the General Motors exhibit, and we've got probably 180,000 square feet here, literally filled to the rim with people. You couldn't move almost. And once the car actually hit the turntable, you probably couldn't have gotten near the car for almost an hour.
Yeah, there was. I was trying to take pictures of the car, but I found it just as fascinating to take pictures of how many people were around it. You couldn't get to it for the longest time.
Right. The only thing I would caution everybody is, when you see this car in person, there are amazing character lines on the roof that you can't see. And I'm not talking about the center of the roof. But did you notice that there's a character line that runs right along above the window reveal molding that almost looks like the old halo roofs from the 69 Camaro? None of that's going to show up when you see the picture on the internet.
Okay.
Yeah.
When you see the car, you see all these amazing character lines. And the car is actually smaller than most people would think. We're quite actually a little smaller than a Mustang. And I got to tell you, I would think that with the maybe exception of the Corvette, this is probably one of the most significant cars that General Motors has unveiled at an auto show in 40 years.
Wow.
Well,
wow.
Like I said, it was a heck of a presentation. And
you could feel the electricity in the air when that,
absolutely.
When Bob Lutz drove that car out of that onto the stage. It was just incredible.
Yep. And the other thing is I would encourage everybody to watch the video that that we're going to hand off to Chris and Jason to upload, because we really would like you to see the unveil video. Now, of course, if any were out in the site, you saw the marching band and you saw Jack Arute out there talking to a lot of people, Roger Penske and Jim Perkins, great guy. I love Jim, by the way. But if you saw the unveil video just before the car came out from behind the stage, it's very, very powerful. And I think that's what really got the tears rolling for a lot of people.
Yeah. We'll definitely do our best to get it up as soon as possible.
Yeah.
So the one thing that everybody does need to keep in mind is that this is indeed a concept. It's no guarantee at this point.
I think we understand that the Camaro is one of the top five nameplates recognized in the entire industry in the world. We haven't announced that we're going to build this car, but we understand the passion. And anybody who was at the Heritage Center yesterday saw the commitment that General Motors has to performance cars and met people on the design team and the engineering team and Chevrolet, and you can see that there's a real passion. I mean, by the fact that most of the people at GM Design Studio own Camaros and Firebirds is very telling.
That's right.
On the other hand, I don't think it's wise for anybody to announce that we're going to build a car. Solstice is the perfect example. It started out as a concept car. We built it almost exactly like a concept car. But what most people don't understand is that the car didn't get approved for 2 years after they saw it. So it looked like it took us almost 4 years to build the car. And that's simply not true. So I would rather that we continually talk about it being a concept car rather than say, yep, we're going to build the car and then have it take too long.
Exactly.
And in a car like this, I don't want to rush it. And nobody at General Motors wants to rush this car. We want this car to be the best when you get in it the first time. And we want you to be so excited about the car that you just can't stand it, so to speak. You know?
Well, you're off to a great start with this concept, without a doubt. Again, the response was just incredible.
Well, like I say, Happy New Year. We got what we wanted.
We've been waiting for this for a while.
Yep, and it's kind of hard to believe that it's actually here and it happened and all this anticipation that's been building up. And it's been well worth the wait.
Well, the other thing we should probably tell everybody, too, is, and I wasn't able to tell you this until right now, but for those of you on the West Coast, we just, at the same time, unveiled the car at the Los Angeles International Auto Show for our dealers. Now, of course, it's a three-hour difference, but for those of you on the West Coast, get to the LA Auto Show before it closes this week, because we have, now, it's a fiberglass. It looks like a real car, just doesn't have a drivetrain in it. But by all means, get out there. Now, it's a different color. It's red. I personally think the silver car shows all the character lines, so the red's not going to show that quite as much. The other thing is we're going to take the car to several shows. It'll be in Chicago and New York for sure. It'll be in Dallas. It'll be in Atlanta. It'll be in Cleveland, and I'm sure there's going to be other ones. For those of you who go to the gathering in Atlanta, Georgia, over Memorial Day, we plan to take it there. It's going to be at the Bowling Green reunion every year.
Excellent.
And
we'll
maybe this year I will get 1,000 cars so I can quit smoking.
You never know.
I guess I also have to say to both of you and to many members of your site, not everybody in your site, but most of them, I appreciate the fact, and all of General Motors appreciates the fact, that you kept the faith, even when we couldn't talk about the car. And understand, there were reasons we could not talk about this car up until very, very recently, and why we weren't telling you that it was a Camaro concept. And to a few of you out there, I want to know, do you want Alfredo sauce, marinara sauce, or just a little bit of butter and salt and pepper on the words that I'm going to make you eat?
Oh, there you go. Does butter make crow taste good?
Well, it'll help, I'm sure.
Well, we can't say enough about it. It's almost, it leaves you speechless.
It's fun to watch people just walk around with this silly smile on their face. And we're in the Chevy display right now, and we look out there, and the car is still modded. And we unveiled it about an hour and a half ago, and you still can't get near the car.
Wow.
So that tells you something. It's really stirred the passions of people.
Walking around, I talked to a lot of people. You know, people would go up to random people and just say, "So what do you think?" And it was always positive.
Yeah.
I never heard anybody say, "Well, I don't know." And I was speaking with some of the engineers and people on the design team, and they're all just so happy about this car.
They're very enthusiastic.
It was not a job to them. You could tell by the look on their face and the way they talk about it. It was more than a job. It was something that they really wanted to do. They wanted to be a part of it. And I think it came out in the finished product.
Absolutely. And the other thing is I know we were pretty rough on people when the pictures leaked a couple weeks ago. I think you now understand why we wanted control of how you see the car.
Right.
Those cars that you saw were clays. They were clown suited. And by clown suited, we mean that the car is not congruent. One side looks different than the other side. And it's just, we wanted to have the control over this. It wasn't an intentional leak. I can assure you it wasn't an intentional leak. And we have fired people because of that leak. Now, some people would say, well, it's created a buzz, and I suppose it did. And I guess in the long term, it probably was a good buzz, but it could have also come back the other way.
Well, here's the thing. You got to see this car in person. There's no way that a picture on a screen or even in print can capture the full dynamics of this car's design.
I mean, a lot of people didn't like the back when they see the pictures on the websites. I'm here to tell you, look at the car in person. The back is just evil, and it's just going to scare the heck out of an awful lot of Mustangs as they're staring at its taillights going down the road.
Since they added that spoiler on the back, too, that really,
really... Well, and remember,
really,
this is a concept. It doesn't mean that all Camaros are going to come with one flavor. As you know, we're very good at making a couple of different flavors.
Yep.
It looks like angry sex on wheels. That's all I could. That's the best way to
summarize. Well, the other thing is I went home. I got home last night at about 1:30 in the morning. I have had no sleep for the last week. And I was amazed that already people have photoshopped the car with different wheels, colors, into a convertible, different stripe packages.
Yeah. And the more we look at it, the more we like it.
And so that tells me how passionate everybody feels about it. And I know that there's going to be people out there that don't like the car. For those of you who feel the car's retro, I challenge you to come in and see the car, because it isn't retro.
Right.
I would say it has heritage styling cues.
Yes.
But I see a lot of C6 in the car. I see some CTS in the car.
Mm-hmm.
I see some Evoque in the car.
I see some XLR in it.
Absolutely.
Yep.
So
that's amazing.
Well, I think that's going to do it. I think we've said as much as we can. Otherwise, everybody listening to this, get down to your auto show, the auto show, and see this car. You have to see it in person. You'll thank us for it later.
Yeah.
The auto show opens on Saturday. I believe it's the 14th.
Yes, sir.
And it runs for a week here in Detroit. Please come into the Chevrolet exhibit. Say hello to the guys and girls representing Chevrolet. Enjoy the videos that we've got. We've got an 18-foot high video screen that shows some great shots of the Camaro. We're also showing the new Tahoe Suburban and the new Tahoe Hybrid. We've got some pretty cool cutaway chassis and, of course, our entire lineup of Chevrolet SS models. So, by all means, stop by and take a look.
Everything looks great. So, on behalf of everyone at CamaroZ20.com and, of course, personally from Chris and I, thank you for everything you've done. You did great.
Incredible.
You did great.
It's my pleasure to be there. But remember, I'm only one of a huge team.
That's right. Yeah. And maybe we'll have you in again and we can talk about some of the other team members.
I sure hope so.
Sounds great. Thank you very much, Scott.
And by the way, people, please, buckle up every time. No excuses when you're in the car.
Have bodies arrive alive.
That's right.
That's right. Thank you very much. And we're out of here.
Thanks. Bye.